This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Israel has killed at least 35 Palestinians across Gaza, according to the latest figures from local officials in the enclave. Israel's military has confirmed that one of the most recent strikes targeted a school in Gaza City, which it claims was being used by Hamas. Meanwhile, a hospital in Gaza's north has been told to evacuate, but the facility's director says that this is next to impossible due to a lack of ambulances. Actions like these have prompted Pope Francis yesterday to condemn what he calls Israel's cruelty in Sunday prayers.
And with pain, I'm thinking of Gaza. To all that cruelty, to the machine-gunned children, to the bombing of schools and hospitals. How cruel.
Quanta crudeltà.
In Victoria, emergency services are struggling to gain control of bushfires ahead of extreme weather forecast for later this week. Of great concern is the Grampians National Park fire in the state's west, which has grown to more than 36,000 hectares. Residents of nearby towns have been asked to evacuate and follow instructions from emergency services. State Response Controller Gary Cook says more than 300 firefighters are working to control the blaze.
I'll be burning out where they can to consolidate and deepen the control lines that are being established and continuing to suppress where they can with either aircraft or lay retardant lines with the aircraft to, you know, minimise the chances of the fire getting out. But it will be really difficult to hold because of some of the terrain that the fire is in at the moment. So we understand that, but that's certainly what will be happening. What we're asking in that area is that the community in particular continue to work with us, work with the firefighters. You know, we know it's a really tough time for everybody in that part of the world, and we really sympathise with that, but we have to keep everybody safe.
A four-year-old boy has died in a house fire south of Perth. Firefighters were called to the blaze at Meadow Springs in Mandurah, 70 kilometres from the WA capital, early on Sunday morning, afternoon rather. Police say the four-year-old boy was unresponsive when they pulled him from the burning house. Paramedics performed first aid at the scene and the child was taken to Peel Health Campus but could not be revived. Two other children were taken to hospital for treatment for smoke inhalation. Police say the cause of the fire is not suspicious. Hundreds of people have gathered in the German city of Magdeburg to mourn the deaths of five people killed in a car attack on a Christmas market on Friday. Over 200 people were injured, and a nine-year-old child was among those killed. Authorities have identified the suspect as a 50-year-old Saudi Arabian citizen who has lived in Germany for over a decade. He reportedly made anti-Islam statements on the social media platform X in posts that have since been deleted. Local resident Peter Heckel says he's still in shock.
It's just so sad what happened. It is all the more tragic now that it happened here in my hometown of Magdeburg. One would not have liked to imagine that under the worst circumstances, but unfortunately, it cannot be changed now.
In football, Kylian Mbappe has added to his scoring streak with a superb strike 10 minutes into a Spanish league match as Real Madrid beat Sevilla 4-2 to finish the year 1 point behind leaders Atletico Madrid. Mbappe sent a right-footed shot into the upper corner for his fourth goal in as many matches with Madrid in all competitions. And that's SBS News in Easy English.